This hour, this half hour, we're very pleased to have in the studio with us from YWCA McLean County, Christy Germanis, and from MCLP, the McLean County Leadership Program, a former participant in McLean County Multicultural Leadership Program. You're right. I get the initials messed up.
I do too.
And they're somewhat similar organizations. Multicultural Leadership Program. Linda Bolivar is going to be on the phone with me after the show, scolding me for mixing those two up. is Terry Hellriegel, who is here because in October, next month, October 20th, McLean County, YWCA McLean County is hosting a poverty simulation.
We are. We have partnered with the Multicultural Leadership Program to bring the poverty simulation to the area. This is the 10th year, I believe it is, that MCLP has put on the event, but it is the first year we've partnered to bring it. So we're really excited to be able to do this.
You know, this reminds me a little bit of what Home Sweet Home Ministries does with their Night in a Car simulation.
Yeah, sure.
This is so that people can experience what it's like to live in poverty, right, Terry?
In a very short period of time, so we're talking 3.5 hours, you are given a role in a real-life simulation, and you get to live in a family. Your family has to deal with any of the struggles that might come up living in poverty. So you may be playing the role of a mother who's unemployed but has children. You may be playing the role of an older sibling who has to take care of their smaller or younger siblings. But every day that you go through the simulation, every hour that you go through, you have to think about how you're going to spend your money. You're going to have to make your rent. You're going to have to pay your utilities, feed your family, think about transportation, things like that. It becomes very real life.
Is it possible to create the stress that those conditions, you know, make for somebody? Because when you start talking about that stuff, in my head I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, because I stress out just about whether my bills are going to get mailed on time. Mm-hmm. And I'm very fortunate because I can afford to pay them. But that's small potatoes compared to somebody who doesn't maybe even have the resources to write the check.
There's a really interesting way that they start off the simulation, and you feel an immediate amount of like stress that you were under and duress, and you immediately get in the mindset of the person. You've read about their bio, and you kind of take on their role, and you immediately feel the stress. And then as you go through the simulation, you know, there's certain things that happen. I don't want to give too much away because we really want a lot of people to come out and participate and really go through this. But there, you just feel it. You just know it. And you walk away with a brand new view of what community members are going through.
Is this going to take place at YWCA McLean County?
It is. It will be at YWCA McLean County, 1201 North Hershey. You do have to register, though, to come.
And how can they do that?
We definitely want people to do that. They can register online at... you can just go to ywcamclean.org, and it's right there on the front page. You just click on Poverty Simulation and then click on Register.
Have you done this before? Is this the first time?
This is the first time that we've done it
together. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
MCLP is very seasoned in doing it. And we have several staff members who've had the professional training. Actually, the Illinois Prairie Community Foundation funded that training for us to go so we could come back into the community and help educate our community on, you know, the levels of poverty that we have. So the census from 2010, the last census that was done, says McLean County has a 12.6% poverty rate.
That's
really high.
It is. It's an eighth of the population.
Yeah.
High. Yeah.
So look around. I mean, 1 in 8 is in poverty.
What's the poverty line? What's the financial line for that? Is it like $25,000 for a family of four, or is that sort of the ballpark figure?
You know, I really can't answer that. I don't know off the top
that's
of my head.
Really, that's
I don't
not,
know either.
And that's not very much money anymore.
It's really not for a family of four.
Not
that's
for
not
going to
get you
four.
Very far. No, I've got a couple of statistics I could share just from the Illinois report card. Fortunately, it's a couple years old. It's from 2016. But at that time, 58% of the students in District 87 lived in low-income families and received free and reduced lunch, 33% in Unit 5. 3% of the kids were living homeless. So we're talking about 7,000 students in Bloomington Normal that are coming to school pretty much hungry every day. So poverty is definitely in our community. We just have a good way of masking it at
That's
times.
That's a big number.
It is. 7,000 is unbelievable, really.
And, you know, you hit it right on the head. A family of four poverty line is $25,100 income a year, which is so, that is just so low. I can't even imagine being, I mean, I can barely afford to live right now, and there's only two of us in my house.
Well, I mean, if you, yeah. I mean, $25,000 is maybe like an entry-level salary for a young single professional to get started, much less somebody who's got
right
a wife and two kids.
Exactly.
Or vice versa, a husband and two
yes.
kids. Hey, we're talking with Christy Germanis from YWCA McLean County and Terry Hellriegel from Multicultural Leadership Program. It's 218 at WJBC. We're talking about the poverty simulation that's going to be held in conjunction with the two organizations on October the 20th at YWCA McLean County. We'll talk more with Christy and Terry when we come back on WJBC.
Hey, this is Lexi with Pipeworks. Plumbing problems seem to come out of nowhere, but the truth is they've usually been building for years. That's why Pipeworks offers a loyalty program that gives members 15% off repair and installations, yearly home inspections, and the peace of mind you get from knowing that trained professionals will be there when you need them. Call Pipeworks and ask about the loyalty program. 309-820-9791. That's 309-820-9791. We make your pipes work.
Make your pipes work.
Employee-owned and customer-focused. I'm Brian Davis with First Farmers State Bank. Call me today for all of your commercial lending needs, and let the same employee dedication that's helped us thrive for 140 years work for you. Call me at 663-6200. Local financing decisions from your local bank. First Farmers State Bank is an equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
We're employee-owned, we're customer-focused. We're First Farmers State Bank.
Hey, it's Bill from AB Hatchery and Garden Center. Now's the time to give your lawn a boost, and we have just what you need, including our own special AB blend of grass seed. With three different varieties to choose from, we'll find the right blend for your lawn. Fall fertilizing is one of the most important things you can do to protect your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard before the cold weather hits. And don't forget your fall decorations with our large selection of locally grown mums and other fall plants. And as always, like us on Facebook and follow AB Hatchery and Garden Center on Instagram.
See news happening? Let us know.
Email us anytime
at news at WJBC.com.
AM 1230 WJBC, 220. Mark Strauss with you on this Tuesday afternoon. Could see some rain. It's very cloudy out there right now. I guess I'm not going to be cutting the grass tonight. We'll see. Christy Germanis and Terry Hellriegel are here. Christy's with YWCA McLean County, visits with us each month. Terry is a former participant in the Multicultural Leadership Program. Terry, are you still, obviously you're still involved with the Multicultural Leadership Program since they're part of putting on this poverty simulation. So what do you do over there at MCLP?
I help facilitate the current class, and I help facilitate last year's class as well.
So when does this year's class start up again?
We started in July, and we'll graduate the class right that we have right now in April of next year, and then we'll start the next class in July of 2019.
And this is, I'm trying to remember, I'm testing myself here. This is the 11th year for MCLP? 10th.
So close, 10th. Yes, 10th.
All right. I couldn't remember if you just finished 10 or we're going into 10.
Right.
Yeah.
Going into.
See, I'm paying attention.
You are paying attention.
Yeah. All right. So we were talking about the poverty simulation. On the 20th of October at the YWCA McLean County, Christy can refresh my memory on the times for that, but you need to register. You can go to the website and do that, and you're still looking for some volunteers to help facilitate some of this stuff.
We are. So if you've been to a poverty simulation, or maybe you even haven't, they're going to have really good instruction, and if you'd rather not participate, but you still want to be a part of it, we invite people to come volunteer. You can sign up, same website, ywcamclean.org, click on poverty simulation on the front page, and it will take you to register as a volunteer or register as a participant.
And I think we should mention this, and it's obvious from the hours that it takes place. This is not an overnight event.
No, this is just, it's from 9 to 12:30, 9 a.m. to 12:30. And we ask people to start getting there at 8:30 so we can get everybody registered. We're going to start right at 9 o'clock. It's important to have the whole time to be able to do the simulation.
The reason I mention that is it may influence some people's decision on whether or not they can make it or not. You know, if it's an overnight, it changes. You got to get babysitters for the kids and things like
that.
Yeah,
it's definitely not an overnight. So it's just in the morning, let the kids sleep in, leave them with a responsible adult, of course.
Right.
and come on out.
Go through the poverty simulation in the morning and then go out to Portillo's in the afternoon.
Right. That's right.
Something like that.
Yes.
Not a free plug for Portillo's. I guess it was.
Yeah.
But
any restaurant.
Any restaurant.
Any one of our hundreds of restaurants in McLean County.
That's right. Any of them. All right. Anything else?
You know, this Saturday, we are going to be part of the Illinois Solar Tour. So I don't know how many people know, but last year about this time, we're just celebrating 1 year of we installed solar panels on our roof at YWCA. This is going to be an opportunity to go up and take a look at them. If you're curious about solar power, we are one of four places in McLean County that's going to be on this tour. It is open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and you can just walk in anytime you want and just stop by, and they will give you a rundown of what we're doing for solar energy, show you the solar panels up top if that's what you want to do. You don't have to get on the roof, of course, but it is really neat. And it is free. And just to throw it out there, we have saved almost $7,000 since we installed them. Yes. We've made some other improvements, too, so our actual savings for the year is closer to $14,000. But the actual solar panels attribute
that's a lot of money.
Half of it. So, yeah, it's a ton of money. To be a nonprofit in the type of situation that we're in, to be able to save that kind of money is huge for us.
And that equipment, from talking to Larissa Armstrong and Michael Brown over at the Ecology Action Center, because mm-hmm. they've got a big solar program.
Yes.
Is this part of that, by the way?
It is part, yes. It is in association with it. It's the Solar Energy Association that's actually putting it on. But we work with the Ecology Action Center. It originally started with the Ecology Action Center.
And what I was going to say was that equipment has a very long lifespan.
Yes, our equipment is guaranteed for a minimum of 25 years. And we actually have a purchase agreement to do this. So we actually, somebody else had funded it. And they're getting the extra energy off of it. It's very complicated. They can explain it to you on Saturday when you come.
It generates more energy than you need.
Yes.
And so it also...
It helps the community as
well. Right, exactly. So, and so you get whoever it is that owns the equipment...
They get that extra funds from the energy it creates.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so that can go towards future bills and things like that.
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yes, it's awesome.
All right. Well, you guys were awesome in here. Terry, nice to meet you.
You too.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
And Christy, we'll see you again next month. Give the website again in case people want to register.
YWCAMcLean.org.